All right, up next, we've got Lojinx. I'll just come out and say it. I think this was just done wrong. I think the voice is not clear in the mix, and the narration isn't engaging because it's so low in the mix. Like it's well, not just because it's low in the mix, but also because it's like there's not a lot of inflection going on. There's not, or at least not enough. So, you know, I don't need him to do, you know, different voices and you know, get hysterical at any point or anything like that. But, you know, even though this isn't entirely monotone, it's pretty close. And the delivery is too fast and too difficult to understand. And you two would know better than me, but there's got to be something like this overly obvious noise gate on that vocal track too, because like you can hear it at the very end where...
Oh, for sure. At the spookiest moment, you definitely hear it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like all kind of hissy and stuff like that, and then he breaks for just a comma or something, and then it's just completely empty, and then it's kind of hissy again when he's speaking. But that may have been
intentional too, because that is the exact moment when the narrator becomes a ghost, and so it's like sort of fading out of existence that way. I don't know. It was I felt the same thing. Like, if absent the lyrics in front of me, I would have not been able to have understood this song. And I think it was written like as a, you know, a piece of written work, and it's great at that because it has a lot of parenthetical comments, and it was very well written, but it wasn't written for music. And like, yeah. I feel like not a lot of thought was put into like how the words and the music would mesh together. It's just like they sort of pasted a recording of what was written on top of some music without a lot of thought for how the words would land.
Oh yeah, as a ghost story, it's a fine
read. Oh, it's a great ghost story. It's like, I was like all about the romantic story, and if these two lovers were going to make up over their spat, you know, and when the guy turned into a ghost at the last minute, I was like, whoa, that's effective. It's scary, you know, and it, like the way it was done was written well, but it didn't really mesh with the music well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure much to add to that. My first comment was, what would you call this, right? Is it spoken word? Is it mumblecore rap? Like, where does it fall for you in the spectrum of genre?
Yeah, I think it's spoken word for sure.
I think it's spoken an audio book with too loud music behind it.
You know, it's another, you know, collage. Is it a tape collage? One of your tapes is, you know, Edgar Allan Poe reading The Raven, and you just put a bunch of, like, weird sounds under it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's something we should talk about too, which is the background music. I think if you are going to do something like this, then you have a lot of freedom with what to do with the background music, because I imagine it's supposed to be generally unobtrusive. But I mean, if you can make it more or less anything that you want, then it seems like this was maybe. It seemed a little improvisational and somewhat uninteresting. And again, if that's on purpose to make it unobtrusive, then I totally get it.
Yeah. Or if it was haphazard to make it spookier in some way.
Yeah. Or if he was just doodling around on his keyboards to, I have no idea. But I mean, that's kind of what it sounds like. He was just noodling around and, you know, again, if this kind of would give you the freedom to do kind of whatever you want to do in the background, as long as it's somewhat non-obtrusive. And this is, you know, this is not as interesting as a Negative Land background. It's not as interesting as a Laurie Anderson background. It is not as interesting as, you know,
William S. Burroughs and Kurt Cobain, for example.
Yeah.
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 Right, and neither is the vocal delivery so engaging that you forget about what's going on behind it.
I thought it was a speech synthesizer, like text to speech, and if it, but because it doesn't sound like Johnny Cashpoint's sung voice, but I can also just believe it was Johnny Cashpoint narrating.
I'm sure it was Johnny Cashpoint, but yeah. I mean, the other thing is, like, could either of you get through this and understand it without also reading the posted lyrics?
No,
me neither. Yeah, so it's not just me. It was the mixing was bad.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, good on YouTube for reading them, because I hear a song like this and I'm like, okay, next. Like, I'm not going to be like, is there something I missed in this that's really worth it? Let me go on the boards and check the lyrics.
Yeah. To be perfectly honest, I might not have if it weren't for this podcast.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have unless I had to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because nothing's worse than spending a week on something and people don't even, you know, try to understand what you're doing.
Oh, there's something worse.
There, yeah. the having worst your thing hands is hacked off with chisel and hammer, for example. Yeah.
No, that's not as bad as this. What's worse is spending a week on something and having people not understand it and yet still comment on it. So if you written or in podcast form, if we had not
that happens all the time,
and yet, you know, spoke at length about the flaws in this thing that we didn't pay attention to or understand.
You know, and I'm sure that happens to like Berkeley Social Scene and Paco and other people who are, you know, very good musicians, to have people on the boards who are not just, you know, come out and criticize their musicianship. I'm sure that's something that happens fairly frequently.
Is this the first Low Jinx song we've heard from Johnny Cashpoint? Is this like a new thing, or is this, are there other songs? Do we know?
I think this is the first time.
Yeah, we can seeing it in the archive. So this might be, you know, this could be a one-off. Maybe this is a new thing for him, and that could be cool too. Right? Like, one of the things, you know, just going, this is a huge callback to where we started, right? People used to be mean, but you would improve from that, right? If you were trying to do something and make it better, right? Johnny Cashpoint could listen to us making all these criticisms and say, next week, I'm gonna do better, right? I'm going to tell the story better. I'm going to back it up with the music better.
Or he might say, this was a failed experiment, and I'm going to go back to my other successful approaches.
I know everything about Johnny Cashpoint. He never fails.
Yeah. I have a feeling he just thinks these fucking idiots don't understand greatness.
Yeah. They'll catch up to me eventually.
Or look, when I put in a weird song that I don't tell anybody about, that it's me, like, and I don't post the lyrics, and I just, like, I want people to be like, what the fuck is wrong with this song?